Well, after a dramatic few days in Leinster House last week and as senior government ministers settle into their new roles, the focus is now on the junior minister positions. This afternoon, a record number of ministers of state, 23 in total, will be appointed. It's an increase of 3 positions on the last administration. And there's much speculation on who might hold on to their positions and also whether more women will be chosen after the criticism about the gender imbalance in the new government. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now. Paul, good morning. There are a lot of jobs to give out. Who is in line for a promotion?
Well, we already know the identity of 7 of them, Karen. That's the 5 independent TDs backing the government, the outgoing Chief Whip Fine Gael's Hildegard Nocton, and the incoming Chief Whip Fianna Fáil's Mary Butler. So that effectively leaves 16 slots to be announced later on this afternoon. If you look at Fianna Fáil, party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin first has to decide if he's going to reappoint existing members of state. So he's got 3 there, Niall Collins, Thomas Byrne and Sean Fleming. Most people think that will happen. So then he has to move on and try to decide who are the people he's going to put into the position. One likely person is Charlie McConnellogue from Donegal. He had been the Minister for Agriculture but was demoted last week. Seems likely that he will get a slot. So that means he's got 5 slots available, if that's the case. Good few names, I'll run through them quickly. Niamh Smith, Timmy Dooley, Paul McAuliffe, Dr. Martin Daly, Christopher O'Sullivan, Michael Moynihan, Jennifer Minane O'Connor, Cormac Devlin, Catherine Arda and Robert Troy. All of those names are being talked about in Leinster House. For Fine Gael, Simon Harris once again needs to decide, will he reappoint the 5 existing ministers of state? They are Emer Higgins, Colin Burke, Alan Dillon, Neil Richmond and Kieran O'Donnell. If he does, he's then got effectively just 2 slots left. And the names we mentioned around Leinster House, a smaller number, but that's because they've got a smaller number of experienced TDs. Emer Curry, Colin Brophy, Jerry Buttimer, Frank Feehan, John Cummins and Catherine Callaghan. So a lot of names, 16 slots, and we should know sometime this afternoon.
Now, Paul, the Irish Independent quotes today one unnamed TD saying because of the backlash over the lack of women in cabinet, they'll overcompensate. Now, you've listed out the predictions there, but will gender suddenly become one of the deciding factors in who gets the nod?
The short answer is yes. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said as much yesterday. In making his choices, he'd be taking that into consideration, and he said that would remain to be the case when he was making appointments to the Seanad, later on chairs of Oireachtas committees. So that will ameliorate some of the criticism, but the fact remains Fianna Fáil has most seats at cabinet but only appointed 1 woman, and that was Norma Foley.
And there will be, as you say, 3 additional positions. Can we just look at a different matter, the legal action that's being taken by a Sinn Féin TD regarding the roles of super junior ministers? What's happening there?
So that is the Kerry TD for Sinn Féin, Pat Daly. He has gone to the courts and argued that the constitution limits the number of government ministers to 15 and binds them to confidentiality about their discussions. And basically he's saying the attendance of extra ministers of state, sometimes called super juniors, is not contemplated by the constitution. So he's gone to the courts to try and stop the government introducing these super juniors once again. Now, I was talking to some people in government and they're saying, well, they're looking forward to this legal case because they say at least one super junior has attended cabinet meetings since 1972. They say under Pat Daly's logic, the Secretary General to the government and the Attorney General wouldn't be allowed to attend cabinet. And thirdly, they're saying a super junior from Sinn Féin currently attends executive meetings in Belfast. So they argue they've got a strong case, but ultimately it'll be the courts that'll decide, Karen.
And Paul, just with regard to the government's response to Storm Éowyn, do you think ministers understand how bad it is for people, or are they in any way surprised by the level of frustration?
No, I don't think they're surprised. What they continually say is they're out there in the communities, so they recognise exactly what's happening. They say they're pulling off as much as they possibly can, both domestically and, as we heard earlier on, internationally. And they feel that the best thing they can be doing is continuing to do that. They're coming together today at Cabinet, not just trying to avail of schemes existing, but looking at wider schemes on that. Obviously, the opposition has a very different view. A, they feel that the Dáil should have been recalled so they could have an overview of the state response. And secondly, they believe that when it comes down to us, the government just hasn't acted quickly enough, speedy enough to ease those pressures. So clearly, it's a real hot political point.
Okay, Paul Cunningham, thank you for all of that.